Suppose you run a business. You want to open a store, but local zoning laws make your preferred location off limits. If you're the Mexican branch of Walmart, according to the New York Times, you just bribe an official to alter the zoning map. David Barstow is one of the reporters of the latest Times investigation of Walmart and bribery in Mexico.
The town where they wanted to build had just adopted a new zoning plan. They had spent years of work on this plan. And that plan very clearly said you cannot build a Walmart in the plot of land where they wanted to build this store. So what we discovered that Walmart's solution was to pay roughly $52,000 to an official to alter the zoning map.
So the store got built?
So the store got built. There were three other bribes that were paid along the way to help this store get built, more than $200,000 in all. And it provoked a very fierce backlash from people who lived in this town who were very upset at the idea of a Walmart barely a mile from these ancient pyramids that are probably the most revered cultural landmark in all of Mexico.
Why was Walmart so determined to build in that particular place of all those plots of real estate in Mexico?
When Walmart's real estate executives were looking at this particular town, it was a town that absolutely fit the kind of the Walmart demographics of what they were looking for. They looked at this from the air and they saw this field sitting there right on the main entrance into town, and it was, for their purposes, the absolute perfect spot. They felt like they could slam the gate, basically, on the entire town and put it off limits to any other potential competitors. It began to take on a kind of importance within the company that if they could successfully build in this spot, so close to these revered pyramids, if they could do it here and outmuscle the protests and the political opposition, they would send a message to all of Mexico, which was basically, if we can build here, we can build anywhere.
Was anybody harmed?
As you have anywhere Walmart builds, you have complaints from small local merchants. And there's actually a deeper harm in terms of the sense of community and the social fabric in this particular town. It became such a divisive thing. It prompted months and months of hunger strikes and protests. There were blockades of the construction site. And it remains to this day, I think, the most controversial Walmart in all of Mexico.
Was it an unusual example of bribery if you looked at Walmart's operations across the country?
No. We were able to connect specific bribe payments to 19 specific stores across Mexico. And in examining those cases, you do see a pattern emerge where things that were strictly forbidden suddenly are miraculously attainable.
You know, there is widespread concern about bribery by many companies and involving many officials in Mexico. Is it clear to you that Walmart's conduct, according to your investigation, is worse than the norm?
The truth of the matter is that, yes, corruption is a significant problem in Mexico, but it's also the case that there are many companies in Mexico who follow the law, and there are also many public officials who were trying to do the right thing, who believe deeply in the democratic processes. And so I think it's an error to assume that somehow the entire country, there's a sort of a corruption gene in their DNA. It's just not what we found in our reporting down in Mexico.
David Barstow is co-author of an investigation in the New York Times of bribes paid by Walmart in Mexico. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Walmart has put out a statement on the New York Times story saying its own investigation of the allegations is ongoing and Walmart has not yet reached final conclusions.